This is Ahval Online, meeting point of accurate news and free comment on the current affairs of Turkey. Welcome to our podcast series.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Morgan. I'm an editor at Ahval News, and this is Turkey Abroad. Joining me today is Orhan Kemal Cengiz. He's a human rights lawyer in Turkey. Orhan, thanks for coming back.
Hi, Nicholas. Thank you for inviting me.
So I wanted to get your quick opinion on a new development that we got today, and that was the release of journalist Ahmet Altan. He was released today from prison after being sentenced in the aftermath of the coup, of being a member of a terrorist organization or sending subliminal messages to the coup plotters at the time in 2016, according to Turkish authorities. What I wanted to ask you are, what are your initial impressions of the decision to release him from custody today? It does seem almost sudden, and it's absolutely welcome to see him released, of course, but what do you make of it?
Well, yeah, first of all, let me explain my position in this case, then I will try to cover your questions. I'm the leading lawyer in this case. I was the leading lawyer who introduced his case, Ahmet Altan's case, both to the Constitutional Court and the European Court of Human Rights. I feel really mixed feelings right now. On the one hand, of course, I'm very happy because he's being released as a result of the decision of the European Court of Human Rights, on the one hand. On the other hand, I'm really very angry with the European Court of Human Rights because we brought this case more than 4 years ago. 4 years ago, exactly. I mean, I was just checking the file again. We introduced the case in 2017, January. You know, it's been a so long time, and the painful thing is this. I mean, European Court of Human Rights delivered a substantial decision, which was not totally satisfactory for myself, because which were not covered some points. In my opinion, they should have been covered by the European Court of Human Rights. But nevertheless, it said it touched upon some really some essential points. Like, I mean, it says, it is obvious, Ahmet Altan, the case against him was baseless. There was no reasonable suspicion of having him committed a crime.
Okay, in the first place, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if this is the case, why they waited for 4 years to deliver this judgment? I mean, because they are aware of the fact that the intellectuals, writers, journalists are severally persecuted in Turkey. And they already have reviewed, substantial amount of cases. They have a very big, very deep knowledge about the situation in Turkey. So they should have delivered this judgment
much sooner.
It is too late. On the other hand, I'm happy, but I still have mixed feelings because Ahmet Altan unfortunately released two times before and re-arrested again, because whenever he was released, he made some bitter comments about the situation, about the human rights situation, about the democracy, about the situation of democracy in Turkey. And then he was, re-arrested again. So I hope, I mean, this nightmare will really end this time, and he will be free. I really hope this.
And why do you think that the European Court has taken so long to really reach this kind of conclusion? They've covered other cases in the meantime as well, of course, like Osman Kavala, Selahattin Demirtas, a few others, to get some knowledge at this point about the situation for many civil society actors inside of Turkey. Do you think it was a conscious deep prioritizing of some of these kind of cases, or why do you think the court was so slow to really reach this decision, which we only got yesterday?
I mean, what is more painful is this, Ahmet Altan and Mehmet Altan. Mehmet Altan is brother. Yes. They were arrested on the same day, you know. And I introduced their cases, two separate cases, Ahmet Altan and Mehmet Altan case, before the Constitutional Court and before the European Court of Justice at the same time. You know, three years ago, Mehmet Altan was released. And to be honest, I can't explain the situation by just using legal arguments. I can't find any legal argument that could reasonably explain the situation. I have to resort to conspiracy theories, unfortunately. And one of this is this. In the couple of years, we heard that nationalist Turks and some other lobbyists who are very close to the government, you know, started to gain some importance or some significance within the structure of the European Court of Human Rights. And I don't know. I mean, it is obvious that there might have been a kind of negative propaganda against Ahmet Altan, against his role or something. Otherwise, I can't explain this. I mean, because European Court of Human Rights does not give such judgments every single day. I mean, it is so important. It says Ahmet Altan was only criticizing the government, but his words were taken as a kind of, you know, a call to
terrorism, they tried to say, yeah.
Yeah, a call to a kind of coup, etc. But which was not true, and the evidence was not satisfactory. It wouldn't satisfy an objective observer that he committed a crime. So this is a substantial finding. So if you were going to give a substantial decision, why would you wait so long? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Yes. Well, we know that, of course, this release, while of course welcome, the timing is also something that I'd also like to ask you a question on, because of course we know the state that the Turkish courts are very close to the government and they don't have the same level of independence of and everything. And last week we had the EU leaders visit Turkey, and they mentioned that they pushed on President Erdogan for improvement on human rights grounds. But do you think that there's any particular timing coincidence whatsoever with the decision to release Ahmet Altan from the Turkish side? What do you think?
I mean, as I said, I mean, I'm very cautious to see the real result, because he has already been released and rearrested two times before. So I just want to see him at least a couple of weeks as a free man to make you a substantial comment about that. But I mean, on the other hand, I can say this. Of course, this is this decision was given by the Court of Cassation or Appeal Court.
Yes.
So this is significant. This is a kind of signal that there might be some other positive developments in this regard. I mean, because there are other important judgments, decisions given by the European Court of Human Rights in the Selahattin Demirtaş case and Osman Kavala case. I believe this might be a signal of, you know, releasing them as well. But in Turkey, we cannot say anything sure, because we are not talking about a country which is governed by the rule of law. I mean, so many things are so arbitrary. So I really want to see Ahmet Altan as a free man at least two, 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. To make any other comment.
Okay, fair. Then that's fair. And you know, with that, I really do appreciate you taking the time on such short notice to give your thoughts.
But my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you, Nicholas.
Orhan, you're always welcome back on the show, and I look forward to the next time.
Okay, hope to see you soon.
My name is Nicholas Morgan, and this is Turkey Abroad.
You can follow Ahval News Online podcast series through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spreaker. All you need to know about Turkey is here, for your ears, mind, and attention. Thank you for listening to our podcast.